Hi, I'm sorry to bother you, but could you help me with something? Well, I just need some help with moving a couple of boxes around. Oh, calm down. I'm not getting kicked out or anything. It's more like the opposite. I need some help moving in. Well, I'm not moving out and leaving. I am just moving rooms. No. Everything is fine. There were just a few changes in the rooming list. Changes that led to me being asked to move into here to occupy a vacancy. Well, basically, whether you like it or not, I live here with you now. What? This is a good thing. We can spend even more time together. Now, instead of you coming over to my room every night or vice versa, we can just come back here and spend all night together. Well, I told you that I would always be by your side. I never make a promise that I can't keep. Trust me, I'll be the best roommate you ever had. I mean, do you remember the last roommate you had? The dozens of times you came to me after a long day. The time I spent holding you while we told each other about how good our day was, only for you to proceed to spend like 15 minutes ranting about how horrible your roommate was. It was something new every day. They left clothes on the floor, or they snored, or they smoked indoor, or that one time they brought their friends over and stayed up until 4 in the morning. You don't have to worry about that ever happening anymore, because now I will live here with you as opposed to some guy you barely know. Now, do you think you could help me bring these boxes in? I can unpack them tomorrow since it's the start of the weekend. Oh no, it's fine. Thanks for offering, but I think unpacking those boxes is something I should do. Well, there's no specific reason, but you understand, right? Yeah, exactly. Some things are best left as secrets. You get it? So, are we going to keep talking about them, or are we actually going to move these boxes inside? Come on, this shouldn't take long. All right, that should be everything. See, that wasn't that hard. It only took us a couple of minutes. With the two of us working together in a unison, we can do just about anything after all. Anyway, could you come here for a bit? I never really noticed how late it was, so before you go to bed, I would like to rest with you for a bit. Yes, you know what I mean. I want to cuddle you for a bit before you go to bed. Hopefully it will help you have a good dreams and hopefully they will be about me. So, get over here before I get tired. There we go. You feel nice and warm in my arms, don't you? The tighter I hug, the warmer you get. So why not embrace my heat? Let yourself feel relaxed. Relieve all of your problems. We can deal with all your worries later. But for now, I want you to focus on feeling as comfortable as possible. Oh, you had a question? Well, ask away. It's not like we're in a rush. How did I get moved in here? Well, I made a few changes in the rooming directory and moved myself in. I saw you had an open space in your room since you have a double, so I decided to take the space for myself. How did I get a directory? Mathis? Alright. Alright. Shut up. I'll give you your answer. Oh, well, I borrowed it from the dean's desk in her office, photocopied it, sent a photo to myself, edited a few things, then put the edited one back. Hey, I did not steal anything, all right? Technically, I put it back. Also, I may have entered her office, but I did not break anything, all right? It was not breaking and entering. It was just trespassing. I mean, still not good, but it's better, right? Oh, come on. You can't tell me it wasn't worth it. If it wasn't for my brave efforts, you would be lying in bed alone right now. Besides, there were already other people looking to take the spot your previous roommate left. I had to claim it before they did. Seriously? Is that a big of a deal? Of course it is. Sorry about that. But yes, it is a big deal. Didn't we already go over this? Hey, listen. You are mine, and mine alone. No one else can have you, and I would like to see someone try to take you from me. You already know what happens when someone tries to take you from me. We can both agree that it's not pretty. I love you because you love all of me. You don't just love me when I look a certain way or act a specific way. From the charming bookworm to the dangerously obsessive lover, you love all of me all the time. You're more valuable than the diamonds to me. I only want to protect you, and you know that I would do anything to keep you safe. Whatever I need, I have when I'm with you. I understand it sounds incredibly cheesy and stupid, but I couldn't think of any other way to put it. Now, do you understand how much I love you? Or am I going to have to provide an example? All right then. I think we're clear now. Also, by the way, that came off very ominous, but that was not a threat. Just letting you know. Now, when you go to bed tonight, I just want you to know that I love you. And I hope you have sweet dreams about me. Now I'm going to let you sleep because I know you've been working hard recently, so you have been pretty tired. Sleep well, darling. Have a good dream.